Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is from Thumb Industries. She's the Community Outreach Coordinator, Danielle McKimmy. We're going to be talking about Thumb Industries and also about the upcoming camel races in a couple of weeks. People looking outside are thinking camels and deserts, not Huron County in snow. But this is the time of year you do them, and it's a big fundraiser for Thumb Industries, and I thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Craig. Nice to be here.
How many years have you been getting the camel jockeys out there?
This will actually be our seventh year doing the camel races.
And it's been growing?
It has been steadily growing. We started out at a small venue, and we've currently taking place at the Knights of Columbus, and we're growing every year.
But you can only grow so far because you have time constraints, and it takes so many races to get down to the final ones and all the other fun things you do that evening. So you just kind of maxed out on how many entries you can have, but you still have some available.
We do still have some camels available for sponsorship and other sponsorship opportunities for the races that are coming up. We allow 54 camels to race on that evening.
That's more than Santa has reindeer.
Exactly. But we do 10 heats of racing with those 54 camels.
Now, perhaps we should let people know what you mean by camels. They are not alive. They are not sitting there spitting and looking ornery at you. These are not living animals.
They are not living animals, contrary to some belief. They are actually wooden silhouettes of camels. The business is an individual sponsor, and they dress up either highlighting their business, a favorite superhero, a favorite cartoon character, movie character, but it's all in good fun. We like to get them dressed up and have a great time.
And then the camels are in heats, and then you have, gets closer to the end, you have sub-heats, and then the final race to see who is the fastest camel. Not alive.
That is correct. We do six heats of racing. There are six camels involved in each racing heat. We roll a set of big red fuzzy dice.
You would hang from your
these are bigger than that? These are really big red fuzzy dice. So we roll those. They advance down the track until they hit the 10th space, and then they are a winner. So it's a pari mutuel betting event. So you bet on every race that we have, or you bet on your certain favorite camels.
So how does it work? If you, you'll have six of them there. If you roll a six, then number six moves one. Is that kind of how we're thinking
about
it?
That is correct.
If you roll a double six, it moves twice?
That is correct. Every time the camel's number comes up, they advance one space on the track.
So if you get a two and a three, then camel two and three take one step forward.
Yes.
That's how it works. And then they get to the end of the track, whoever's first. Do you have to do tiebreakers sometimes? Because it seems to me if you're rolling two dice and two are up there, it might end up where two of them cross at the same time and there's no photo finish on that.
Yeah, no photo finish. Every once in a great, great while, I think in the 7 years we've been doing it, I think it's only ever happened twice. So, but yeah, we select celebrity rollers, people that are there that, you know, want to have a great time out of the audience to roll the dice and get in on the action and enjoy themselves.
Now, that's part of the event, though, is you don't have to be a camel racing. You don't have to be sponsoring a camel. You can come out there and just have fun. You can bet on them, and a lot of the proceeds, again, go to Thumb Industries to help with your programs.
Absolutely. 100% of the proceeds that we will raise on March 3rd will go back into Thumb Industries and will be for the consumers that we serve.
Okay. Now, you do have other events going on there. Do you have people who donate items, and you have like door prizes and raffles and gifts and all kinds of stuff going on as well? Because as I understood it, there was a lot going on in the background, not just the races.
Absolutely. There's always a lot going on in the background outside of the races as well. Obviously, to start out with, you know, we definitely look for people in the community, businesses, individuals that want to sponsor a camel and have a great time with that. They also help us out with door prize donations for the evening, silent auction items for the evening, and then throughout the night during the races, We do have two 50-50 raffles that take place. We have a silent raffle that also takes place, along with betting on the camels.
Okay. And you, like, purchase Thumb Industries camel bucks or something, and that's how you race? Is that how it works? In a simpler term, it isn't just, you know, dollars you... You kind of buy the bucks. They're kind of special for the evening?
Absolutely. They're special. They're camel bucks. You'll purchase your camel bucks ahead of the event, ahead of each heat, or if you want to purchase them all up front, use your camel bucks to bet throughout the evening.
And whatever you've got left for the big race, toss it all in, because... You can't take them to the store afterwards, so bet them and go.
Exactly.
Well, cool. So if people want to come just because, you know, they want to be part of the event, not do the racing, that is limited as well by the size of your venue. So do you have a limited number of seats available?
We do have a limited number of seats available. Our event has been sold out the past several years in a row.
This is why we're doing it kind of early. It's coming up in early March.
Absolutely.
So this gives the people a chance if they want to get tickets before they're all gone.
Yes, and absolutely. If you want to come to the event, if you've heard what a great time that we have, we do a lot of good things in the community as well, and if you just want to take part and have a great night out, you know, purchase some tickets. We have them available at our thrift store. We also have them available at our main office on Sand Beach Road, and you can also purchase them through our website at thumbindustries.com.
Okay. You also have people who kind of dress up for the event, because it, you know, a little mint julep and, you know, like going to the races type of things, or some maybe in classic, more Middle Eastern type of attire. You do have a competition for the best derby attire as well.
We do. We do give away a prize during the evening that includes best derby attire, so you can come, you know, sporting your very large hat if you're a woman, your bow tie if you're a man, however it is that you would like to dress.
Does it help for the winners to keep in character through the night, so they're like, I declare these races are wonderful?
Not necessarily. It does happen to get quite exciting and quite loud throughout the evening, so, you know, but we do like to see people that come dressed up.
Now, besides the races and the dressing up and the door prizes, there's also a buffet involved in this as well as part of the ticket price.
There is, along with your purchase of a ticket, which is $25. That includes our catered meal.
Per person,
our catered meal that we serve. Dinner this year will be served at 6 p.m. Doors will open at 5:30.
It's at the Knights of Columbus, next to the hospital, west side of Bad Axe.
Yeah.
Let people know where it's at, because even if the weather isn't the best this time of year, it isn't a long drive for a lot of people to get out there.
Absolutely. We serve soda, water, and coffee along with your meal. And if you prefer to...
Have your mint juleps.
Have your mint juleps. The event is also BYOB. And as a courtesy, Thumb Area Transit will also be offering free courtesy transportation from the event. That will actually begin at 9 o'clock and will end at 11 p.m.
Terrific. And the event is usually over around 11-ish, so that, you know, it's an early evening. It's not, you're not out to the wee hours and having to give the babysitter extra money because you didn't get back in time.
Correct.
All righty. And again, you've done this for 7 years, and I assume so far it's going well, looking like an eighth is on the way.
Absolutely. We book a year in advance for that first Saturday in March.
Okay. And they dress up the camels. Have you had some weird ones? I mean, anything spectacular? People, you know, come up with crazy ideas. I know a few years back, you know, I was certain someone would go, hey, it's hump day, you know, like the camel in the commercial. But other things people have done, kind of strange?
We've had, I wouldn't want to say, I guess strange is the word, but extremely creative. We've had some very fantastically dressed camels throughout the years. Some of my favorites, I think, that we've had, would be one year we actually had a peacock, which was absolutely amazing. We've had Snoopy on his doghouse. We've had characters from Avengers.
So
we've had Star Wars characters.
You don't necessarily have to make it a camel. You start with a base and
you start with a base and you can create however you want. You can make it look however you want.
What happens to the camels afterwards? People put a lot of work into that, and you know, they kind of get attached to it. It's like kind of like the kids at the fair, you know, they bring their animals there and then all of a sudden, oh, I gotta sell it. Oh no. Do the camels remain Thumb Industries for next year?
We obviously, you know, do keep the camel silhouettes every year. Those
we'll take
individuals.
Take lots of pictures.
Yeah, take lots of
to
pictures.
To remember old Humpy by.
I mean, just to give you an idea of how popular it is, we do actually have several businesses in the area that have actually made their own camel. Their own camel silhouette. They do one with us every single year, but that way they can decorate it however they'd like, whether it be a permanent fixture, because obviously when we dress them, you know, we don't want it to be permanent.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, people do get attached to how they dress it, and but we always take great care if they would like their items back when the race is complete to be able to display them in their business. They can
do
that.
They have great grandma's brooch on this thing. You never want it back.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you have a website and people can go there and see some of these camels from past years, can't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's Thumb Industries. Just search Thumb Industries on Google and go into there and you'll find... if you got to go back maybe to last year at this time, but you'll find some pictures of them, or just go to photos and see what they have.
Absolutely. You can visit our website, thumbindustries.com, to see some of the camels that have been done in the past. We have press releases on there from previous years, as well as press that came out after the races to see, you know, how they were dressed. You can also visit our Facebook pages. And view our photos from there from previous years.
A lot of people are more comfortable searching for things on Facebook and probably, photos, I'll go down, there they are.
Absolutely.
Because, you can do that. Now, the money raised for this, which is your big one, this is a big fundraiser for you. This goes to help programs you have at Thumb Industries. You have a number of them.
We do. We have a number of them. All of our programs basically are to meet the same goal, and that's to train individuals with disabilities to help them learn job skills that they could
be either, you know, physical, cognitive, or a combination of both. It kind of prevents them from finding work without a little special help, a little extra training that you folks give.
Absolutely. And it's a training and a service that we provide and that we actually enjoy providing to our consumers. We do it in a lot of different ways. We're in the community. We've been around since, you know, the early 70s.
Under different names and different types of philosophies, because things have changed over the years. But,
things have changed. Things have grown. Thumb Industries continues to grow. We started out as a sheltered workshop that grew into a thrift store.
That first one was on site, wasn't it, at your original site on 142 the east of town, and you outgrew that quite quickly.
We outgrew that space. We moved downtown.
To the old store next to Murphy's, which is right downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And you had that for a number of years, and you stacked that to the ceiling, too.
Absolutely.
And then you moved out to the old Farmer Jack store, about half of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got lots of room. You've got a warehouse in the back that you can take things in, and lots of things that people can find there, from clothes to seasonal decorations to, you know, if your TV blew up and you can't afford a new one real quick, you'll find some there that have a little mileage on them, but they'll get you by until you can afford that new one. There's all types of things there that people can use.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything from clothing to household goods. Furniture, you know, there are a number of things that we do carry at the store.
And if you don't see it on the floor, ask someone, because you do have stuff in the back and you can't always bring it all out, because I've been back there and seen some of this stuff, and it's like, I know why you can't put it out here, and like a sofa or something, but you know, there's stuff back there every once in a while, and they go, come and they go, and you may not have it all the time, but people can ask, and if you have something like this, they may be able to show you.
Absolutely.
Because what they want to do is move the product and make room for new.
Absolutely.
And if you have something you want to donate, bring it there as well. And as long as it's usable and good, you don't want trash, you don't want to have to pay a trash bill, and they don't have to. But I mean, if it's still got some life in it, and or it's clothes that you just outgrown, the kids have outgrown, somebody else can use them, and it's a perfect opportunity for someone who may not have the means to go out and buy a whole wardrobe of new clothes, can supplement it for the kids when they're in the yard and scraping their knees up.
Absolutely, and everything that we receive in the store remains local. Anything that may be deemed, I guess, clothing-wise that is not suitable for sale in the store, we actually work with World
Based
Missions.
Based on what might be printed on it and such?
Well, no, but we do hold a certain standard, I guess, to what we sell, and certain things that maybe we couldn't sell in the store, you know, we work with World Missions. Those items get donated as well to them, to help others in need.
Well, terrific. And again, it's local. It helps employ people locally as they learn the retail business and all the aspects of it. It isn't just, you know, standing at the checkout line. There's stocking of shelves. There's making inventories work for you, getting new stuff out. They learn the whole business.
They do. They learn all facets of retail. When we do have consumers that are working in retail that we're training, they learn every facet of it, from when it comes into the door to when it leaves the store. So they learn all that. And then through our other, I guess through our other opportunities, they learn other valuable skills as well. Through our manufacturing services that we offer, our janitorial services, as well as lawn care, and our recycling services that we offer the community.
And a rundown of all these services can be found on your website if you're looking for lawn care, if you want to know the hours to bring in recycling, all that kind of stuff. You can find that on your website.
You can find that on our website. You can find it through our various Facebook pages. There is a Facebook page for our thrift store, for Thumb Industries in general, as well as for our recycling center. Maybe you don't live within the city of Bad Axe, but would still like to be able to recycle. We do now have trailers stationed at additional communities throughout our area, that include Port Austin, Harbor Beach, and Caseville. So for more information on those, you can go. It's a 24-hour drop-off site, and you can take items there at any time.
What basically do you recycle at this time? I know paper. And some plastics. A lot of plastics, you know, are recyclable. Some of them are a little more difficult, and you've got to make sure you've got a buyer for them, because it doesn't do you any good to just stack it up. You want it to go on to somebody who will make it into something else. So what type of things do you take? Do you take cans? You take what?
We accept plastics number one and number two.
They have that little triangle on the thing, and if you see a one or a two in it, those are things that you can recycle. You have just buyers or distributors who want that.
Absolutely. We have examples of number one are your pretty much your standard water bottles that you see a lot of. Those are basically what your number ones are going to be like. Number twos are generally your milk jugs, as well as your laundry detergent containers and so on. Those are a lot of what we receive.
Rinse them out, please, because they do get odoriferous.
Yes.
Odorous, and you don't want to have raise a big stink, but you know, if you could rinse them out, it's just being polite.
Absolutely, that's always a great help. Other things that we accept, aluminum and tin, paper, cardboard, and paperboard, I guess, which is more of your cereal boxes, your cracker boxes, and so on. Those are all items that we accept at our recycling center.
And it doesn't matter if it's just black and white or color, because I knew in the past, and they really wanted basically like newspaper black and white, but now more and more places
newsprint,
take more and more things.
Newsprint, office paper, construction paper, manila envelopes, file folders, you name it, those are all things that we can accept. We do that as a mixed bag. We do also offer confidential shredding services to the community.
Then you have the shredded material to...
Absolutely. There is a small...
bind or whatever you do with it to get rid of it.
There's a small fee per pound of items, you know, that you would want to have shredded. And you're
talking confetti shredding, not just like the thing you have on over your waist packet that makes long strips that if somebody was really wanting to, they could start taping them together.
Yeah.
These are just confetti type stuff, and you would security shred. You'd have to be a genius or some sort of savant to try and put that back together.
Absolutely. And I guess one of the newest things with along with our recycling center is we've actually, over the past few months, have recently partnered with MTERRA. So the communities that MTERRA services, they actually bring recyclable commodities to us that we then sort to place in with the ones we receive that are donated to us from the community.
Well, at this point, you may be helping some industries and you don't even know it. But that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, and if you bring it by, again, make sure you look for the hours because you... And do you have to worry about staples or anything, or do you have something that, you know, take the stuff out of the papers? Because I always worried when we had recycling, you know, we were doing it really that, you know, and then they told me, no, you don't have to worry about that, though. But they were using it at the time for animal bedding.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of concerned me that, you know, somebody could step on this and, you know, you get a staple in your foot and they're not going to like it.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
There's differences in how you use it.
No, not something that you have to worry about.
Just make sure it's mostly paper.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So, and then, you know, if you are someone who needs assistance bringing your recycling in, you can visit our center at 666 Woodworth Street. And we can actually help you bring those items in Tuesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's the old distributing building near the railroad tracks.
Yes.
It's in the back, though. You don't do it from the front on Huron Avenue. You do it from the back.
Yep.
And they'll be more than happy to tell you where to bring it around to get it closest to the bin so you don't have to carry it so much.
We'll actually come out and carry it in for you.
There you go. So these are some of the services Plum Industries offers the community through your consumers who learn the ropes of a business by doing all of this.
Absolutely.
Well, that sounds like a win-win any way you look at it.
It truly is. It's, you know, it's a rewarding experience for us to be able to help them reach their goals, as well as for us to be able to serve the community.
Now, how do people get referred into your program? Is this something the schools do? Is this something that families have to seek you out? I mean, you know, families may have a member who could use some help. What are the steps? Do they, you know, because there would be, I would assume, an evaluation process to see if there are programs, what they might be interested in doing, because it always helps when you're trying to teach somebody something if they're interested in it. So what are the steps involved in this? Do they basically just contact Thumb Industries? Do they need a referral from the school or their doctor, or do you any and all of the above?
There are various ways, I guess, to go about it. As a nonprofit, we obviously work with other state and local organizations that help us be able to help our consumers. Various ways that you can get referred to work through us. We do work with transition students that are going to be transitioning out of high school, generally a junior or senior, that are going to be transitioning out of school as an adult. One of the programs that we work with in order to help those things happen is an organization through the state and through the government. It is called MRS, Michigan Rehabilitation Services. There's an application process that we can help you through, or you can actually go through their website and do that online. We also work very closely with Huron Behavioral Health to get individuals the necessary skills and help that they need. So those are the two main organizations that we work with that help us be able to to help us do what we do.
And I would imagine having, you know, your family wanting you to become more independent, not, you know, doting on you, everything, because the whole goal here is, you know, so that your consumers can, you know, have a job, feel good about themselves, and have a little bit of independence, because everybody loves that.
Everybody does love that. All of our consumers look forward to going to work every day. They want to know who they're going to be working with, what job it is that they're going to be working on, and they take pride in what they do.
And they take pride in coming home with a paycheck. I mean, just, they're, you know, it's not going to, you know, have the bank go, oh, this is too big for us to cash. But I mean, there's a sense of pride in that. And knowing that if you graduate and get into another business, it may be more.
Absolutely.
You work your way up.
You do.
But parents and the family members sometimes need to let go so that they can achieve all they can. And it's hard to do because you have helped them all their lives and you feel like you want to help them some more. And sometimes the best way to help people is to let them do it, and maybe they stumble and then they learn the next time. It's a hard thing, but it sometimes works out for the best, as long as they don't get hurt.
Absolutely.
And that's what your organization, Thumb Industries, is about. It's a safe environment. They know how things go, and they're not given anything that's dangerous to do.
No, we want to help them achieve, strive to do their best, and reach their goals and accomplishments.
Well, terrific. And part of that is things like the camel races. This gives you some free cash, cash that isn't earmarked by government programs, by other things that say, yeah, it's earmarked for this or this. You find a need, you've got some disposable or some money that is available to do things you might not be able to do with some of the government or other sourced funds that you get.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because these things pop up, and, you know, and it's always nice to have a little reserve and say, oh, we can just take care of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it helps us to be able to maintain and purchase new equipment that we need to continue our programs, to train people, as well as, like you said, various expenses, you know, going out on the long crew and making sure that safety is a number one priority. We need to be able to purchase safety equipment for those individuals that are out there. And the same thing at the recycling center, you know, following safety first, being able to keep up with equipment and demand, you know, those are things that we need to be able to do to help our consumers.
Some grants, some programs may allow for it, others may not, and it's not the program's fault. They do that to make sure the funds are going for what they intended them to be.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it puts you in a little awkward position, because, and other organizations, because you see a need, but even though the balance says we have this, we can't use those funds for it. These you can.
Correct. And it also helps us to continue to be able to evolve our programs to the ever-changing needs, not only of the community, but technology.
Well, like your recycling program. You've got to get it to the people who make something out of it in a bundle or a form they can use.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't haul it into the back of a truck and try and dump it on their back lawn. It's got to be in a form that goes into their warehouse, goes into their equipment at the right size and such, so that it's easier for them and they want to work with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the camel races are coming up again when? We'll get back to that for a little bit here.
Saturday, March 3rd, Knights of Columbus Hall.
When does it start?
Doors open at 5:30.
That's sort of like a social hour or half hour before you get to dinner?
That is you definitely want to get your seat, get in and get your seat so you can see all the action for the evening.
Pick out the prime territory.
Pick out the prime territory, make sure that you're sitting along with your friends and your family. It's a very busy event. It's going to sell out. We're halfway there now, and we still have 4 weeks to go.
Have you thought about maybe making some box seats for the races?
Yeah.
Get them for a premium.
Mm-hmm. That could be worth it. Dinner will be served at 6, and our post time for the races is at 7 o'clock.
So you've got between 6 and 7 to enjoy the buffet meal and socialize and get ready for the action at 7. And that's when you start the races. That's when some of the other things like the raffles and the door prizes are done in between the heats. And it just keeps the evening flowing. Who is going to be emceeing this whole event?
We're looking very forward to having Clark Ramsey and the Honorable Gerald Prill as our MCs again for the evening. They'll be tag teaming it again once again this year, having a great time, keeping everybody entertained, and keeping them, you know, I guess, apprised of what's happening on the track, the action, what the odds are for all the camels, and, you know, getting everybody excited.
The judge doesn't start the race with a gavel, does he?
He does not start. No, no.
You start it with the roll of the dice.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, again, if people are interested, go to your Facebook page, go to your website, find out more. There are some seats available if you aren't going to actually decorate one of these camels. Or there are still some camels yet available if you want your business, your organization, or even just a family to sponsor one and decorate it up for the big night.
Absolutely. If you're interested in, we have various types of sponsorships besides dressing a camel for the evening. You can be a program sponsor with us. You could be a ticket sponsor with us. So, or you could just donate a door prize. Any and everything helps us to reach our goals. If you're interested in any sponsorship opportunities, you can give me a call at 269-9229. I'm extension 21.
And wait till she gets back to the office. But yeah, and it's a great opportunity. It's a local event. All the money raised stays locally for a great local program to help people locally. It's a win-win-win-win-win all the way down the road.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for being with us. And if you have more events coming up, some other things coming up throughout the year, let us know. And we'll let people know about them as well. It's great to see you back here.
Very good. Thank you so much, Craig.
Our guest today on the program from Thumb Industries, the Community Outreach Coordinator, Danielle McKimmy. We've been talking about the 7th Annual Thumb Industries Camel Races. And they are going to be coming up at the Knights of Columbus Hall, next to the hospital, Saturday, March the 3rd. Doors open 5:30, 6 o'clock for the buffet meal, BYB. Bring your own booze if you want to have any of that. But they will have things like coffee and such like that. After the dinner, post time is 7 o'clock. It'll wrap up by 11-ish, so you've got a nice evening, and it's not going to take you too late. You don't have to tip the babysitter as much.
Absolutely, and if you need a ride home, we offer a safe courtesy ride home.
Just call them at the beginning and they'll get you there probably as well. Thumb Industries.
Yes.
Thumb Industries, I mean Thumb Area Transit.
Thumb Area Transit.
They can get you there, they can get you home.
Absolutely.
Our guest today again, Danielle McKimmy. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.